USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Dozens of wildfires continue to burn across the western United States as above-average temperatures and widespread drought conditions continue to fuel the blazes. The largest, the Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon, has burned through more than 212,000 acres in the Fremont-Winema National Forest. Crews have only managed to bring that blaze 5% under containment and warn that the fire could continue to burn until the fall. Red flag warnings remain in effect in eastern Washington, central Oregon, and parts of Idaho and Montana. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would stop public universities and schools in the state from requiring students to receive the COVID vaccine. The law bans institutions from requiring people to get a vaccine that does not have a full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. The three COVID vaccines being administered in the U.S. were approved under an emergency use authorization from the FDA. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testified before the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday, saying that increases in inflation and the Consumer Price Index should only be temporary while the economy recovers from the pandemic.
Inflation has increased notably and will likely remain elevated in coming months before moderating. Inflation is being temporarily boosted by base effects as the sharp pandemic-related price increases from last spring drop out of the 12-month calculation. In addition, strong demand in sectors where production bottlenecks or other supply constraints have limited production has led to especially rapid price increases for some goods and services, which should partially reverse as the effects of the bottlenecks unwind. Prices for services that were hard hit by the pandemic have also jumped in recent months as demand for these services has surged with the reopening of the economy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Social media services in Cuba appear to continue to be blocked following large-scale protests over the weekend in the island nation. UK-based internet traffic observer NetBlocks says the Cuban government has blocked access to Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and WhatsApp after the sites were used to organize Sunday's unrest. Demonstrations of support have been held in Miami, with many officials on both sides of the political aisle calling on the White House to further support the protests and the Cuban people. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News that President Biden should be gathering an international coalition to force changes on the island.
And I think we ought to do everything we can to support the people, the good people of Cuba. What I find disgusting is the fact that all President Biden has done is issue a press release. That's it. I don't even know if he read the thing. President Biden needs to be on the telephone. He needs to be calling the leaders of the UK, of Canada, of New Zealand, of Australia, of India, of Japan, of South Korea, of the European Union, and say, let's issue a joint statement supporting the people of Cuba. Let's talk about additional sanctions on the Castro government. We've got the Castro government down now. The people have. Let's choke them to death. President Biden ought to be using all of the cyber skills that exist in the United States of America to keep that internet open in Cuba so the whole world can watch and the Cuban people can talk to each other and try to reinforce their actions.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.